Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, and you know what it is. It's your boy E-Max, man, and that was some old school shit I did some years ago, you know what I mean? A lot of people request that song. 646-478-0944, you have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio, and tonight we will be talking about some self-motivation issues and tactics and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? I want to send a shout-out to my dudes out there, UFO TV. Got y'all email. I'll be watching y'all video a little later. You know what I'm saying? If y'all interested, go on YouTube and watch 6,000 Years of Illuminati. All right? I haven't watched it yet, but I'm sharing it. And once I get it, I'm going to talk about it. That's the shit I do. So if y'all got some comments or you feel like you want to say something, y'all know the number. But to those that don't, it's 646 478-0944. All right. Last week, y'all know we had Little Miss Sunshine in the house, and I just want to send a shout out to her and her peoples. You know what I'm saying? Keep the light shining bright, and everything will be cool. We was talking about some things on how to keep yourself in a positive frame of mind at all times. You know what I'm saying? I know it's easier said than done, but trust me, if you get yourself into a place where you have no choice, you find yourself in that place. It's not that you get yourself there, but if you find yourself in a place where, you know, it seems like you don't have a choice, I advise you not to give up. Not to give up, number one, on yourself. Not to give up on your creator and the powerful forces that work in your favor. You know what I'm saying? I listen to a lot of videos. I listen to a lot of motivational speakers. And for what it's worth, you can do the same thing. You don't have to sit at home, bash yourself. You know what I'm saying? I'm put to you like this. You know what I'm saying? I walked away from my last position, you know what I'm saying, about a little less than 5 months ago. And shit been kind of rough. You know what I'm saying? Shit been kind of rough. But I ain't letting it get me, because number one, it all boils down to your ambitions, it boils down to your goals, and it boils down to the plans that you have laid out for yourself. Now, we went over self-motivation back in January. Okay, January was really the 100 ways to self-motivate yourself. If you don't remember those shows, all you got to do is go back and check. You know what I'm saying? But just to drive a nail in, I walked away from this position that I've been holding on to for about 6 years. I walked away from it, you know what I'm saying? Just, I was fed up with the scene. I was fed up with the environment. And just, it wasn't conducive to what I was trying to do and what I am doing. You know what I'm saying? So I chose to walk away from it. And like I said, shit got rough, but I didn't let it get to me to the point where I was breaking down. You know what I'm saying? I had my moments where, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, oh, man, shit's going to be kind of tough. And right now, I don't know what I'm going to do. But all of that shit went away the minute, you know what I'm saying, that I realized and I said out loud to myself, and I'm better than that. You know what I'm saying? What the hell? I'm better than that. So what we going to do is we gonna adopt a energetic posture. All right, that's what we gonna call it, an energetic posture, which is conducive to our goals and our ambitions. Now, the first thing you need to do, and I want you to do this, okay? Now, I'm getting what I'm giving you from the forces and the powers that be that help me control my ambitions and my energies. And trust me, it's an angel in human form sometimes. You know what I mean? So y'all got to get with that program. Keep yourself in check. You can check us out online. Go to blogtalkradio.com and type in Hood Talk Radio. We are in the self-motivation category. Live, self-help, and then go to motivation. All right? And then you'll find us. We're usually on the first page. So, really, everything in your life, it is up to you, especially if it's as far as you want to take some things. Now, a lot of people will tell you you don't need to go to college or this, that, and the other. And that's true. There are ways you can educate yourself, but you have to decide that that's what you're going to do. You're going to lift yourself to a place where you have never been. Can't nobody do that for you. You understand me? So we're going to play some more tracks. We got some new tracks up on the board. I'm sure y'all heard some of them from Al this Monday, but I'm going to play them too, you know what I'm saying, just to keep everybody in tune. Y'all know y'all can listen to Poetry Night out there at also another Blog Talk Radio station, which is Bored and Restless. You know what I'm saying? They're doing their Poetry Night tonight. And so you can always check them out, too. We here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. You know what I'm saying? I hope I don't bore you with all my clarity, clarity. But I'm doing what I do. Shouts out to Andy D and Carla. What's up? You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Cheese and Teresa. What's up to y'all, too? So y'all know what to do, man. Hit me up on the phone or just check me out online. Either way, I love you and I thank you. This is 137 Shots, the remix, Chef Gilroy. Cleveland's own Hood Talk Radio.
Black on black. Black on black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, I'm in a Latino, sorry man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum-rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank. Wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey, 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey, 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Touche, this world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison and system. Touche, still I'm a time I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. It's all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beat?
Where's the beat?
Thank you.
did you like? Tell me, girl. Was it how I left after I was fooled? Was it how I thanked you dearly for all your generosity? Whoa, whoa.
But why do you do what won't let me touch you?
Keeping me at distances, can't manage to get a kiss. No, no.
Keep on teasing me when you know you should be teasing me. Always having what I'm needing, babe. Never giving what I want, babe.
Oh, baby.
How could you keep on teasing me?
How could you?
Ever been in
champagne over ice is the tapping zone, but then you dim the lights cause the move is on.
Baby, you need some serious loving.
Holding you and stroking you, if I could just get close to you, if this ain't where you wanna be, then tell me why you're choosing.
Cooling the gang, you know what I'm saying? Had to give y'all a little 5-minute break, you know what I'm saying? 7 minutes, to be honest. Just to, you know what I'm saying, get myself together here, man, get a few things in order and a few things in check. I don't really have a script tonight. I ain't really going to get all into the shit, but I'm really not in a position to be sitting down much and, you know, scribbling and scrabbling. just going through a little bit of a transitional period, man, you know what I'm saying? So not necessarily being off, but kind of busy, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of shit that y'all going to hear is going to come strictly from what I understand, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to agree with me if you don't want to. It's really not important that you agree. The thing is that maybe I might say something or something would lead me to say or talk about some things that you might be dealing with also and help you in some kind of way. Thus, the category of the show tonight is self-motivation, and that is where you will find us in self-help / motivation. So if you're online listening and you're looking for me, that's what you do. You know, sitting back and thinking about a lot of things that I see. You know what I'm saying? Like, I started this little punk-ass job today. And, I mean, it's cool and everything, but what I don't like is to see people younger than me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they just walk away. You know what I'm saying? I think about shit like this. Where I worked, it wasn't that much money. What I'm doing now is even less. But to be able to earn my own way and pay my own way and do some things that I need to do and catch up on some things I need to catch up on is really the motivation that I'm using, the things that I'm attempting and the things that I am doing. I use that as part of my motivation. The other part is my family. You know what I'm saying? I have responsibilities. It's people that depend on me, it's people that care about me, and people that I care about that depend on me to be me and do the things that I need to do in order to move forward, and that's motivation enough for me. You know what I'm saying? You have to find that one thing or those few things that's in your life that, you know what I'm saying, motivate you to decide to make a change. You know what I mean? Making changes is hard sometimes. But they're necessary. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to make changes in order to move forward. You know? You'll be stuck in that circle. And I'm sorry at y'all dudes out there that's just sitting around and laying around and doing shit, making excuses. Because y'all know me. Y'all know my history, man. We talked about this shit years ago. We talked about it years ago. When I first came on there and I introduced y'all to me, I let y'all know. I'm just an average dude. I'm strictly from the hood. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even on that traveling around the world shit. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to sponsor me, I will. You know what I'm saying? I ain't afraid. I'm just saying the opportunities didn't cross my path. Well, I didn't put myself into a position to be able to travel abroad and go to Africa and Israel and Egypt and things of that nature firsthand. So, like all of y'all, a lot of information that I got and the training that I received came strictly from what I understood and what I was taught. And it's funny how, as you get older, you start to find yourself in positions, man, that the things you learn really ain't shit. They don't really help you. If anything, they keep you in a position, man, where you can't help yourself. And that's terrible because we are all living in some type of, some form of oppression. A lot of people deal with it in different ways. You know what I'm saying? People go to work and they stay working because, you know what I'm saying, for fear of losing the shit they got. How about just working to keep the shit you got? Oh, I go to work so I don't lose my shit. How about saying it like this? I go to work so I can keep my shit. Sounds so much better. It's more positive. You know what I'm saying? And you can see yourself getting somewhere just by thinking positively. All that negative shit ain't going to get you nowhere, man. And I tell you the truth, I am the first testament to that shit. You know what I mean? So if you just take a little bit of moment, and you think to yourself, what can I do to increase my peace? How? can I make my shit that much better? You know what I mean? What can I do to turn this thing that I'm in around? How can I make it better? How can I make me better? You know what I'm saying? We all have resolutions come New Year's, but how many of us are following it realistically? You know what I'm saying? Because realistically, life happens, and shit happens also. So realistically, you will be stuck in that circle if you don't formulate yourself a plan. But what is the vision? Have you seen a vision, or have you created a vision for yourself and then acted upon that? You know what I'm saying? You want to be like 50 Cent? Find out what the fuck 50 Cent did to get where he is, man. Motivate yourself to do those things. It just might work. You never know. All right? So we're going to go into a little bit of here it is. It's my nigga Ballhead Fred, y'all. I cut you. Good Talk Radio.
Yeah. I still got it. Yep.
I don't freestyle that good. Take me out. Write some shit good, you know?
Yeah. Listen.
I wrote this shit a long time ago. Fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah. When it come to hip-hop,
yep.
I'm caught up in a rapture. Yo, I like to do me. Forget being the best rapper. I be Black Mooney. I'm the total eclipse. I don't rep the street. Yo, I'm on that Will Smith shit. People testing me, hoping that I would fail. I'm not buzzing in the streets, but my name is House Hell. Cut you deep like a pussy if you wanna harm me. I'm heaven sent. You the devil's reject like Rob Zombie. I'm a bad man, up to some good. I go platinum overseas, cause I don't sell in the hood. You can drop me with your oven mitts on, I'm too hot. You ain't strong enough, cause I can find your weak spot. Sucker, I'm like herpes, you can't get rid of me. You a bad man, you can't manage your hostility. You arrogant, broke sucker, really need a fix. Y'all niggas too cocky like a bunch of dicks, yo. You beating me, you gotta be kidding me. I'm the truth like bad, rappers got a problem with me. Yo, I make you evacuate, cause I'm running this house. Don't get evicted, cause I kick your punk ass out. I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you. Wanna mess with me? I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you. Wanna mess with me? I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you. Wanna mess with me? I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you. Put you in your face, have your grill swollen. Y'all suckers too unorganized, I'm so controlling. You sound too deceptive. You need to get for real though. You don't wanna feel the wrath of the Northeast widow. My light is like fire, you scared to come near. You don't act overconfident, I put your pride in fear. Your mind is on some nonsense, you need to keep on walking. You can speak your mind, but ain't no action in your talking. My one man army, it'll take your two. My message is heavenly, it'll scare the hell out of you. Brothers selling their souls, losing their brains. All these flashing rappers doing, taking hip-hop in vain. You illogical player, I'm the real McCoy. You the distraction, I pull guns out and kill noise. We need intellect, this world is getting stupider. When it comes to the system, I'm like Lucifer rebelling. But I'm on a righteous path, I add up the intellect in my brain, I do the math. I'm scientifical, like it's no riddle. I slang lyrics cause they dope, I'm the biggest drug dealer, nigga. Ha, ha. I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you. Wanna mess with me? I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you. Wanna mess with me? I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you. Wanna mess with me? I ain't the one to step to, cause I cut you. Fuck you!
I don't wanna bring war,
cause I'd rather make peace.
Cause that peace only come,
when the shot get released.
And it's hard to survive,
in the belly of the beast. But I march,
rep,
step,
C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. Look, this here my hometown. I run this bitch 10 toes down. Real niggas grit grind nose down. Catch a nigga stacking up a whole pound. A kid that murder rate never calming down. Feds, lot of niggas slowing down. Know what that mean when the bitches around. Snitch nigga told on the whole town. But don't let one nigga fuck up the city. A lot of niggas really wanna fuck with the city, but nobody ever really fuck with the city. Cause a lot of niggas fucking up the trust in the city. The bitches setting niggas up, get a nigga stuck. Innocent bastards at bars get struck by shots from security guards. If you feel me, nod. If you don't, then I don't give a fuck. But I love the land. My city ain't sweet when it come to fans. If you was from here, you would understand. A lot of these niggas ain't honest men. Now every street nigga ain't a rapper. Every rapper ain't a street nigga. If he can't eat with you, he gon' beef with you. If he want 23, she'll sleep with you. One time for my niggas drinking cheap liquor, I'ma hold it down. I'm on the rap reel to control the sound. Right out the backfield, now I'm touching down. You know that Pacquiao
when I roll around. The shit over now, the flow colder now. You know I'm known to clown on every track I'm round until I hold the crown. Bitch, I'm gon' pound every song I'm on. I bet motherfuckers feel this from my. I don't wanna bring war. Cause I'd rather make peace. But that peace only comes when the shot you release, look. And it's hard to divide. In the belly of the beast, but I march. Rap, rap, step, C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Hood Talk Radio. That's right, it's your boy Max, man. That was Connie's son. You know what I'm saying? Hometown repping. You know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944. It's Wednesday night. Hood Talk Radio. Night, I'm doing about 9 things at one time. I guess y'all knows, man. You know, I'm motherfucking breathing and shit. Just trying to do a little bit of, you know, detail cleaning, that type of shit. So, you know what I'm saying, we can keep bringing you the live information. There's a lot of good things going on out there that I want to talk about at this present moment. I'm still in research mode, so information has yet been made available to me. Well, it is. It's just that I haven't had a chance to form my own hypotheses. You know what I'm saying, so that I can share with you, you know what I'm saying, what it is that I'm actually getting ready to study. So y'all just be a little bit patient, man. Stay down with your brother, and we will keep this shit pumping. You know what I'm saying? Every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Hood Talk Radio is coming to you live from Cleveland, Ohio, hosted by your boy, Max Emmons, coolest host in the world, man. Also, the host of Hood Tunes Radio on Friday and Saturday nights. You know what I'm saying? 8 to 10 p.m., dog. Straight up underground music from Cleveland, Ohio and around the region. Shout out to Big Noise Radio. You're always sending me some music, man. I swear you do. But some of it is questionable. But a lot of the shit, you know what I'm saying, everybody got their own opinion of it. I'm not the only person. Again, I am not the only person that selects the music, you know what I'm saying? I used to be, you know what I'm saying, when I first started this shit, I used to be like, music, everything got to go through me, everything got to go through me, but, you know, that kind of shit, a lot of artists, because if I don't like your shit, I won't play it, and that's not fair, you know what I'm saying, because somebody might like your shit, you know what I mean, but because I won't like it, I won't play it, you know, I had to get up out that attitude. So, it's real in the field, you know what I'm saying, we keep it, just like that 100, you know what I mean? It's what we do. Living in the streets, Cleveland right now, man, it's kind of rough. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of flowers and shit everywhere. But right now, we're going through some crazy-ass weather changes. You know, really not understanding that. But what can we do except deal with it? You know what I mean? So let's just deal with that shit, man. Quit crying about the weather, because it's going to be what it's going to be. So you can get some motherfucking machines. I can get you up there in the sky, change some of the shit that's going on with our climate and our weather and things of that nature, man, so we can start doing some of that shit ourselves and getting it together, then it ain't no use of even worrying about it. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Max, man. We here for you. But what I'm doing, I'm going to go ahead and play some more music for y'all asses, alright? Because I'm chilling on a Wednesday night. Hood Talk Radio. Yeah. Let's play some jazz music. Thank you. That was Jack Jazz, y'all, but I got a little PSA for y'all brown skin brothers, PSA. get out the shower.
Put on the lotion.
That's the first thing you do. Put some lotion on your ass, especially your ashy-ass legs and feet. Your knees look like powder.
Elbows and knees.
Look like stockings. You look like you've been dancing and...
You look great. Your elbows.
Hush. Especially if you call yourself having a, somebody in your life. You must shine. Even if you don't like baby oil.
But you're going to look like that.
Like you're wearing white stockings. Got some thin white socks on. Can't do that. No. And clip your toenails, man. You ain't gonna always be able to have that shit behind your socks because your ladies like to rub feet sometimes, you know what I mean? And that's a personal touch. And when your shit gets, and it's really bad when you sleep and you woo your feet. That motherfucker sliced across like it's over in the sardine can. Whoo, she would kick your ass out the bed. All right?
Yes, too.
So I'm trying to motivate y'all. All right? Fellas, I'm trying to motivate y'all, man.
If and girl said, before you wash your behind, please.
Lordy.
And wash your clothes, too.
Yeah, wash your clothes, man. You got to keep your clothes washed. You know what I'm saying? Can't let them stand in the corner. You think this is the other person in the motherfucking house? Like, what the fuck? Who was that?
It's just me. They
don't want shit.
Let my balls free.
They don't want nothing, man. They just chilling. They just chilling. So what y'all been doing all day? Standing right here in the corner, man. Standing right here in the corner. Waiting on you, man. You said you was going to put some water on us and shit. So, let it have it. You know what I'm saying? Self-motivation. Self-motivation. You know? For real. All y'all brothers with that Lamont Sanford mustache, it's played out. The whispers, it's played out. Trim that shit. I don't give a fuck how much play you used to get with that motherfucker. Everybody say he used to get played with that motherfucker, but he don't know. That shit fucking out. See what I'm saying?
Like
motivation. Motivation. What did Kelly Rowland say? You know what I'm saying? Baby, let me be your motivation. You want a red Mercedes Benz? Okay. What you going to do to get it? Sell dope? Fuck around, lose your life? Go to jail? Just to get a Benz? I mean, if it works for you, it works for you. Dope game ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Some people just got to connect, some people don't. But the motherfuckers that don't, y'all niggas can't make them. You know what I'm saying? They got to be there for you. It's a lesson, PSA. So, motivation. Ashy? No. Sharp toenails? No. Lamont Sanford mustache?
Why do we get leak?
Right, gotta go. You heard that, didn't you?
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Girl, he cool. Mm-hmm. But he got that motherfucking bushy-ass mustache. I mean, his shit look like one of the whispers. You know what I'm saying? Right. Only thing you can see is his bottom lip moving. Kiss me. He kiss me. Send that shit down, man. And for all y'all little metrosexual dudes who like to shave all the hair off your chest, you might want to find a girl that like putting her finger in your butt. I don't think too many other women like dudes that don't. They cut their hair off their chest. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
your back.
Depends on what it looks like.
If it look like little BBs, you got to cut that shit. You know, because a lot of dudes put their, man.
I'm telling you from a female perspective.
Little afro.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of hair, especially if it looks like you got that Indian in your blood, and it's just kind of laying.
Lay on
the chest. Women like that shit. You know what I'm
okay.
saying?
But the little nappy BBs.
When you, no, it's just like a woman's bush.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a bush on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
A little afro.
They don't trim they penis and stuff like that. Want a bitch to give them head and shit, and it's like you got to rumble with the jungle.
Oh, damn. Girl, I'm fucking wrong turn three.
Oh, shit. Lotion packs and because I'm that chilling like a motherfucker.
Oh, man. Wrong turn three. Y'all know what it is, man. But for real, and don't be afraid to use some, you know what I'm saying, a little lotion or just don't put that shit on your face. I mean, you already, like, a lot of dudes, you think because they work out and shit and their body all smooth and caramel looking and everything, that's a turn on. But you got to remember, fellas, when you in the gym and you squirting that oil all over yourself, there's a whole bunch of niggas in there looking at you doing that.
Yeah, like water dudes glistening.
Mm-hmm. Then you put your little tight-ass compression shirt on.
I said water dudes.
Your body. See, y'all listen to Russ Carr. Oh, little Deion Sanders will be some man candy. You know, motherfuckers do that shit, man. It's a lot percolating. You know what I mean? Especially with all these dudes coming out the water right now. They just splash. I'm gay. You know what I'm saying? All your little lifetime heroes and shit, all them posters you got on your wall. You know what I'm saying?
Your girl.
Man, shit. You got to decide what you want to look like that little, you know. First thing I want to say, I did my disclaimer at the beginning of the show, but when I shout out national brands or, you know, TV personalities or shit like that, I had no way, you know, am endorsing them or promoting them or none of that day. None of them cutting, you know, check. But mainly for, you know what I'm saying, example purposes or because most of them people, you know what I'm saying, are just, like, following along with what they see on TV anyway, so it's nationally known. So I basically use it as an example for y'all to understand where I'm coming from when I say no stupid shit. Now, week before last, we had Ahmed, who's on the show, and he was telling us a little bit about what was going on, you know, in little Israel town and shit. They got a lot of shit going on in little Israel town, man. Y'all got to keep post. Don't just always listen to me. Black people. I listen to the Roland Martin show. I try to catch the Al Sharpton show early in the morning and things of that nature. Let me tell y'all something, man. Don't get caught up in all this media shit. You got to do your own research and formulate your own thesis based on what you taught yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to look at some shit and say I can do better than what I'm doing, and let me start by learning some shit, because the more shit you learn, man, the more motivated and self-motivated you'll be to get up off your ass and do something. You know what I'm saying? Nothing in life is free, so you're going to have to earn the things that you're trying to achieve, but at the same time, look what you're going to learn in the process. Just not being afraid and making excuses and shit tomorrow. Remember that commercial we used to get when we was young? Oh, I'll just do it tomorrow never comes. Especially when you're trying to do some shit you need to do. Right now, I want y'all to focus on the ashy legs, the powder feet.
And pull up your pants.
You got your little Wayne belt on. Everybody see it glistening.
Then
never underestimate the power of a suit. Yeah. If you want to get the pretty girl, dress pretty.
Just
like that, baby.
I'm not
real. I'm
trying to
give
you game from female perspective.
Female? Now, that's Little Miss Sunshine. And one of her callers said, "Hey, man, who was that on your show last week?" And I was like, "Little Miss Sunshine." So, y'all listening, I know. You're on Facebook, you're listening, I know. And I appreciate that love, because that let me know how many motherfuckers is listening to what we saying to you. Now, I know the history of the show. We started out with the history of humankind and the origins of words and nature and this and that and the other. But just like anything that grows, it must evolve. And we have evolved the show into something that is more diverse. I still don't care about being politically correct, because I look at it like this. Hey, if everybody else can do it, so can I. Don't be knocking on my motherfucking door talking about some shit I'm talking about when I got it from you. So don't be coming at me with that crazy shit. That's what we're here for on Hood Talk Radio. It's not a political forum. I don't really get into politics like I used to, because I started learning more about politics, and I understand in order to play the political game, you got to be pretty much crooked. And I ain't crooked, but I know how to play the game. I learned it, of course, and if y'all were just to like me, I wouldn't be in office that long, so I ain't running. I got a lot more to say. It's a lot more things I need to do, and I'm not getting ready to let one other motherfucker that could be like me shut my shit down for me. So right now, just like I learned in boxing school, you got to bob and weave. So I'm bobbing and weaving, and I'm sticking these little jabs out there, so when that stupid motherfucker step to the left, maybe with a left hook, back him up. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to step back, and I'm going to breathe a couple more times, and I'm going to see which way he's going to move, because he think I'm going to come to the left again. And I just might. All depends on how you move. I might hit him in his knee. Oops, sorry, keep it up. Instead of hitting him in the nuts, I swing around and hit him in the hip. Oops. You know what I'm saying? In life, there ain't no ring. In life, it ain't no referee. And damn sure there ain't no bell. Okay, you only get one motherfucking round. One round. So what do you want to do? You want to go out here and pace this motherfucker and, you know what I'm saying, just try to win on points? Or is you going to go out here and figure out what your opponent got against you and try to counter it and beat the shit out of that motherfucker until you knock him out? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to pick your opponent apart until you figure out how to wound them. And once you wound them, you take them out. You hunt them down like prey. That's what you got to do with your life. Hunt that life down like prey. You want to get out the motherfucking projects, there's only one thing you can do. You're sitting around the motherfucking house all day playing video games now. Anyway, why don't you just get your ass up, close the motherfucking Xbox or the Wii now, you know what I'm saying? Get off the motherfucking Xbox Live, put that motherfucking Halo down, all of that shit, and make a phone call and say, "Hey, Brian and Stratton," or, "Hey, Kaplan, I see y'all got some 6-week programs.
Do something that's going to change your future.
Hey, do that. You understand me? Do that. You know what I mean? Instead of sitting at home, like, man, I can't find no motherfucking job. Let me tell y'all something. Right now, the country is in transformation mode. Yes, you know, we talk about the New World Order and all that shit, martial law and FEMA camps and Agenda 21s and all of this and all of that. But you, if you're just going to sit there and be a fucking victim, then you deserve to be caught up in that motherfucking madness. But all of those people that can figure out a way to get around that bullshit that's coming inevitably, trust me, because we don't have no motherfucking money. We ain't part of the bloodline, and we damn sure ain't got a voice. We make noise. We don't have a voice. It's a different show. I'm going to take this phone call. You know who it is. APJ. What's up, Al?
I am doing excellent. Got in from the Black on Black Crime meeting. Don't have to really say anything about anything until, you know, Friday, because that's where you deal with everything else that's going on. So I just say real quick, preparing for that hip-hop workshop that's happening at Cleveland State University on Saturday. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Also wanted to say, man, that I appreciate the definite, I would say, for lack of a better word, I believe and thank this show for dealing with real issues.
Oh, yeah. And that's what's up, man. I appreciate that love. Appreciate that love. So, how you feeling out there, man? Everything all right with you?
Oh, I am doing excellent. And the reason that I am doing excellent is because right now, I don't think people realize how important it is. So I'll throw it out there. It's so important to have shows on that deal with real issues. And the reason that I say that is because a lot of us, I'll say myself, you run into so many people out there that they talk a good one, but they have no follow-through on it. So, you know, the reason I have to say that is I want to throw it out that I talked about it a little bit on the show, my show on Monday, but to be straight and to the point, I went to a Black History 365 event that a brother by the name of Fred Ward had thrown. And he represents like the Tenemos, Foundation, and they had like a slideshow and everything with Black history and all kind of things. So everything was being shown. They had a band. And they had networking, and there were a lot of people there. And they were talking about, of course, Black History 365. He has his foundation on East 105. They teach classes and everything like that. So I ran into, including Brother Fred Ward, I ran into about, I would like to say, 8 people who said they were going to come down to the Black on Black Crime meeting today. There were 8 people.
Okay.
Only one showed up. And it was Fred Ward. Fred Ward did tell some other folks about it, and out of the people that he told about it, because he announced to about 15 to 20 people, he said he thought 20 people. One more person showed up. He talked about becoming more unified and working together. And I just wanted to throw that out there, that there are a lot of people who will say, I'm for the betterment of this, that, and other, but they don't have any follow-through. So every Wednesday, when I tune into Hood Talk Radio, I know there's some follow-through. You know, I know that I'm not going to tune in, and the next thing I know is that during that 1 week, there's going to be a whole lot of shucking and jiving. And, oh, man, let me tell you all something. This is my brand-new release. These are my people's records being played this week. Let's chill back with this, that, and other. You come through, and y'all still hit with some hard-hitting issues for people, because, you know, you put your, quote-unquote, your money where your mouth is. So I just wanted to throw that out there, that I had to say that I really appreciated the 2 people who came to the meeting, because they actually said we're glad you came out representing man in the streets and this, that, and other. We want to support black-on-black crime and work together. And lo and behold, came right out. And that's very, very important. And the other thing that was said from him when he did get a chance to speak is that he has a pastor who goes out with him to certain things like protest rallies and stuff, but he had asked his own pastor, he said, look here, I appreciate you joining me. He said, there's nothing wrong with that. But you have a congregation of over 100 people. So on an issue like 137, it shouldn't have been just you here by yourself. Your congregation,
right,
at least 25 or 30 members, should have been out here with you. So, you know, those were the only things I wanted to call in and chime on, because it's good to leave one meeting and tune in Hood Talk Radio and hear more truth.
And that's what's
that's
up.
A beautiful thing.
That's what we're here for. And I appreciate that phone call. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That, Al Porter Jr., y'all know who that is, the man in the streets on a Monday night, and I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying, he got some shit for you, too. Man in the streets, music, activism, and news. You know, we have been talking self-motivation. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to shoot out some ideas and, you know, from personal experience and also from, you know, self-education and things of that nature. And even this little Miss Sunshine chimed in to give y'all brothers, you know, a little bit of extra, just some things to grow on. You know what I'm saying? So let's not be weird and get complacent on taking care of ourselves and thinking about grooming, because one thing that people look at first is how you look. And it's up to present yourself and whatever it is that you present yourself, you know, to, or who it is you present yourself to be, first off, approachable, you know, likable. They have to like you. You know what I'm saying? Some people will say, that's just E-Max, you know what I'm saying? That's just the way he dressed, you know, like he just got out of work. You know what I'm saying? But just because, you know, E-Max sing, that don't make it acceptable for him to walk into the club looking like he just got off work.
Oh.
I don't give a fuck how much a nigga woo the crowd. They're going to talk about, they singing his ass off with his lumberjack suit on. You know? Not especially if you're trying to present yourself.
And stereotypes are important. Think about stuff like Trayvon Martin.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's about presentation. When you present yourself in a thuggish manner, people treat you like you are a thug.
That's right.
And the society has no value on thugs.
How come T.I. is the only dude that'll wear a tie, and Jay-Z and Puff Daddy?
Right.
You know, Al, I wonder if you remember this. It is better to look good than to feel good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people ain't gonna remember that because they too fucking young. But that's okay. All you gotta do is go back and look at some of them old Saturday Night Live clips, and you'll know where that came from. New statement: it's better to look good than it is to feel good. Because when you look good and you sick, people don't care that you sick. They don't care that you look good. You know what I'm saying? Damn, that motherfucker look good. Look like he had a cold. But that was a cold-ass suit. Like a brand-new pair of haircuts. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I want to saw it. When I go out, when I step out, when I go to that interview, when I go meet that pretty girl, when I go say hi to her moms, her pops, I ain't got no tennis on, and if I do, they're going to be matching the outfit that I'm wearing with creases in my pants and a button-up shirt, not a T-shirt. Not two big-ass dookie braids in your hair. If you got to have braids in your hair, have a row to the back, neatly spaced and greased, With a lineup. Don't go over your new girlfriend's house with your hair wild looking like bone.
Speak.
Say yes, ma'am, yes, sir.
It is nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Whatever.
That's right.
Mr. Whatever.
Thank you for welcoming me into your home.
I see where your daughter gets her beauty. You know?
All of that shit is acceptable. I'm telling you, man, you gotta think.
You never know. She got connections.
Hey.
She can put you on.
You never know. You heard that song by Fantasia. Where would you be without me? Don't be that. Don't be that.
Mm-hmm.
Staff expect the female to take care of you. It is not a woman's responsibility to make sure you got a place to stay. It's not a woman's responsibility to make sure you got food to eat, clothes on your back, shoes on your feet, a hat on your head, a coat on your back. That's your responsibility. You're a grown man. You want to holler. You want to be the king. Act like a king. Come on now. You can't sit back and expect a woman to take care of you, and then you want to rule and regulate the household. How that works? Going out and paying for the bills and bringing the food home and cooking it and cleaning. What the fuck are you here for?
Oh, shit.
I'm going to buy a dildo on your ass, nigga, because that's all you're good for. That's all you good for. I mean, I'm just being honest. It's like if you go, come on, come correct. It ain't no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
No excuse.
Cold outside, fellas. Y'all heard
real
that shit.
Real cold, nigga.
Man, winter ain't over yet.
And if you don't know how to cook, you don't want a female to cook you a nice hot home-cooked meal.
Man, she is. Tell y'all what.
Wash your clothes. What, rub your back. If you got a good one, if she ain't doing that, then,
Something wrong. Y'all know what it is. Hood Talk Radio on a Wednesday night. Little Miss Sunshine, you know what I'm saying? And also we got APJ with your boy E-Max the Image Man right here, you know what I'm saying, a round table plus one. And we do what we do on a Wednesday night, so y'all know what's the diggle. Early in the show, man, we brought up the 137 Shot remix, you know what I'm saying? And, excuse me. I was looking at the numbers. And they kind of went up a little bit tonight. So I want to thank everybody out there. I know the Cavs is on. They battling Oklahoma City. So you know what I'm saying. Let's root for the team. You know what I'm saying. And maybe we'll give them some luck with this little 5 minutes left to go. All of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, these niggas trying to turn it up. You know what I'm saying? What they gonna do with 4 minutes left in the game, baby? Ooh, that was dirty. Get that shit out of here. They're fine. He wasn't going for that.
But
y'all know what it is, man. Al, man. You watching the game, man. No, Andy watching the game. Oh, that was ugly, man. He ain't had to do it like that. Right, you know. But y'all keep yourselves motivated, man. You know what I'm saying? Look in the mirror at yourself.
Okay.
And you say, do I like what I see? Now, most of us lie to ourselves and say, yeah, I like what I see. But look at your eyeballs. Look at yourself eye to eye. You know what I'm saying? At yourself in the mirror, eye to eye. And ask yourself that question. Do I like what I see?
Can I say something to the females?
Yes, ma'am.
Females, get off the drama. Grow up. Stop being bad baby mamas, okay? I mean, come on. I understand. Single mothers is a hard struggle. But if you have a man in your life who's trying to do, he may not want to be with you, but if he's doing for his kids, let him see his kids. Stop being a bitch, like, for real. It's just, come on. Like, stop doing that. Take care of your children. Spend time with your children. Don't be in the street more than you with your children. You know, spend quality time. Read a book to them. Do something nice with them. Go to the park and stuff. You know, don't be so bitter. The last man might have messed up, but if you want better for your future, you got to think about who you picking out and how he's approaching the situation. Because a man going to be a man regardless. You got to stop thinking about this facade about what you think you want a man to be and be realistic with what yourself and what you see in front of your face. Because men show you, and they're not. Men are more bold now, I think, than they were before. Because now they just, females go for whatever. Have a standard. Respect yourself. You can't call yourself a boss bitch if you're acting like a stanky hoe. You can't do it. If you don't got a job, if you're not taking care of your kids, if you dress better than your children are, if your hair's done and your clothes are together and your kids look like shit, they hungry, they dirty, they bad as fuck, they disrespectful, their hair is just fucked up and shit, come on. Let's get it together. You can't do that. That's ridiculous. Like, you can't. Wash yourself. As a woman, wash yourself. You can't tell a man to wash himself if you can smell you from across the room. That's nasty, and you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? Brush your teeth. Put on deodorant. Put on perfume. Lotion yourself, too. If you didn't know, now you know. When you are on your period, that is the time that you are to clean yourself the most. Don't let nobody tell you not to take a bath on your period. That is the nastiest thing you can do. That's how you get infections. Take care of your vagina. Stop putting every man's penis in your mouth. Ew! Stop doing it. Stop doing it. These niggas don't take care of themselves. Oh, my God. If you can see the drawers, why would you put that shit in your mouth? Dude. Stop doing that shit. I'm not trying to hate on the fellas on the head game. Sorry, you know what I'm saying? But some of y'all got to come correct with that shit. Come on. I'm sorry. Just motivation. If I can motivate somebody, I'm going to try to. You know what I'm saying? Some people may not know. Some females don't know. You know what I'm saying? Hell.
That's true.
Cook your man a nice dinner. Clean up the damn house and back. Shut the fuck up. You know, stop nagging all the damn time. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that damn shit. I can never be a nagger because I don't want nobody nagging me, damn it. Don't ask if you can't trust your mouth, damn it. Stop being on Facebook telling your business.
Wow.
Oh, my God. This nigga ain't shit. I don't even know why I fuck with him. And in 2 days later, he's like, oh, that's my baby. I love him so much. And then, like, 2 hours after you post that shit, okay, this nigga think he got me fucked up. It's like, sound confused. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come correct as a woman. Come correct. You can't demand nothing from a man if you ain't got no standard for yourself. You set a standard for yourself, and the nigga ain't got no other choice to deal with it or keep it pushing. And sometimes you got to just be realistic with the nigga you trying to hold on to, too. Sometimes these niggas just see potential, but if they don't see it in themselves, ain't shit you can do with them. A man has to be a man all by himself. You can't make him a man. And if he don't want to be a man, if he wants you to be his, that's not the man for you. Now, if that's what you like, go for what you know, boo-boo. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you like it, I love it. But if you want something different, just listen to what I'm saying. You feel me?
I feel you.
I'm done. I didn't have none. Huh.
That was Little Miss Sunshine, y'all. And
okay.
She dropped on you. And Ray coming through the crowd like, you know what I'm saying? See, if y'all understood that when I say evolution, you know, brings change, things have to change, man. And I told y'all that we was, you know, going to bring something new to the show. And it was Little Miss Sunshine. Whenever we can catch up with her, because, you know, the sun shines all over the world. The world spins and rotates around the sun, if y'all don't know. So when we get the chance to get that light on our side of the planet, You know what I'm saying? We send the Heartbreak out there and beam her in and steer her on into our little radio station.
Oh, boy.
And hopefully she feels like saying something. And I'm telling you, she's dropping gems and dropping bombs. So y'all got to tune in. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, I might be able to get that heart machine and shoot that beam into the atmosphere, and it'll push your ionosphere hold up. What's going to, you know what I'm saying, make it go out into space a little bit and throw that net up there and trap her when she be out there with Galaxy Girl. Al, you remember Galaxy Girl, don't you? And Interplanet Janet?
Yeah.
Blue House Rock? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see if we catch up with her, because her and Interplanet Janet be, you know, they be on secret missions to other planets, you know what I'm saying? And they be, you know, getting them worlds together. So,
right.
Sometimes, you know, when she land down here on Earth, man, it'd be a blessing. And we got our little sunshine meter. So when she hit down, we know where she at. We just got to send her a beacon. So if she receive our transmission, then, you know what I'm saying, she stuck through, and we appreciate that. And so shouts out to Little Miss Sunshine and her people. And I hope some of y'all, you know, really don't take the shit to heart, because we love you.
It's all in love. It's no, this is the better people. This ain't about downing people and making you feel bad about yourself. So be your best person. You know, it'll help you inside and out. When you feel good about yourself, when you walk out and you feel like you're presentable, it makes you feel better about yourself. Mm-hmm. This is all to help you. This is to motivate you. If you come into a job and you come in and you stink, your clothes is dirty and stuff like that, I don't care if you got to wash them out the night before and let them dry. Do that. You got to borrow somebody's clothes. Do what you got to do. But make sure that you're presentable when you come into a job. If you own the business and you had a multi-million-dollar company and you're trying to have people come on to help you grow your business, are you going to pick everybody? You going to pick the scragglers, or are you going to pick the best of the best? Because you want the best for your company. So you have to present yourself like you are the best.
Amen. And that's what they say. But we know not to say that. We ain't going to get into that on this show. But see what I'm trying to tell y'all? I don't even got to. I ain't got nothing to say. I cannot follow that.
Ever.
All right, so y'all just gonna have to hear me for a minute, but I'm just gonna step aside on that one, because that was powerful. You know what I'm saying? You have to take sometimes, and you know I'm guilty. You know what I'm saying? Being the main person to do all the talking, of really not listening much, but I have learned that sometimes I have to sit down and shut my ass up, too. You know what I'm saying? You never learn something. You know what I'm saying? It ain't always about learning 1 + 1 = 2, but how about learning what makes you move? What makes you laugh? What makes you smile? Remember when I met you and that pretty smile you had on that face? How can I keep it there? You know what I'm saying? Remember you smiled and your gold tooth flashed across the room and it was like bling, and you had that big-ass diamond in the tooth, bing, and I had my Gucci glasses on with the diamonds around and the lights was flashing just right and you couldn't even see me looking at you. That's how much ice I got in my shit. But then when I smiled at you and my two front teeth blinged at you, bling, we was like blinging at each other and shit.
Off, a little bit of
blinking.
Keep it classy. Keep it
classy. Self-motivation.
You can't put 10 different diamond chains on. Okay, put it this way. To rich people, you look broke, okay? Because they got all that shit
right
in a bank, you know what I'm saying? In a safe deposit box, or they have it in their homes or someplace safe.
Right.
They don't need to display what they got. They really use it as a source of income, really.
That's so.
You know what I'm saying?
You know it.
So when times get hard, they got them diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
On deck.
Well, I think I'll wear these to the ball.
Yeah, they pull them out for the ball.
Just to show they still got them, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got them.
See, it's that mentality, man. You ain't got to be white to think rich. You ain't got to be white to put yourself in the position to be rich either. All right, Cavs, they're fine. 35.2 seconds. Free throw is good. 112 to 102 fourth quarter. I think we successfully pulled this one off. I don't think they're going to be able to come with points in 28 seconds. That ain't going to happen. It ain't that many damn timeouts. Cleveland got another one in the bag. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sent them back home to Oklahoma City.
Kyrie got that good old MVP in the show.
Wow.
Like, yeah.
They got some suits out here looking.
I was balling with LeBron and got the MVP.
Beat him up.
Durant was out there, too.
To the talk radio, y'all. I told y'all, there is no script tonight, man. We did what we had to do tonight, man. We put it on you like that. And y'all can expect the same thing every week. We appreciate all the love. You know what I'm saying? All the love. Before we get out of here, we got to show a little bit. And we're going to play the song for you. And it's one of my favorites, man. Things in Life. Black House. Sheriff.
Yeah, I was watching the roots today. Thinking about Kunta Kinte and where I'm at now. Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain.
You start to understand what it really is.
It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie, of that lie back. Of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud back. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we can. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to jokes, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth. Locker room, I done speak the truth. Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
When I started, days of old, drop top 9-8, before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white. And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Against
the grain.
You really don't get over that.
Against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped, cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers go and lie on they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap.
Never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. Yeah, I keep going against the grain.
Man, I don't care what you say. That's a cold ass song right there. That is a cold ass song, man. Classic. All right. Hood Talk Radio with your boy D-Max. The image right here, Al Porter Jr., you know what I'm saying, of course, from Man in the Streets, man. And Little Miss Sunshine did what I thought she was going to do. She dipped in her spaceship and zoomed the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Get that little neck couldn't hold her. We tried to hold her out. We tried to hold her, but, you know,
right.
We was blessed to catch her for this few minutes we had. So I appreciate that, too. And shout out to Little Miss Sunshine and her people. You know what I'm saying? She got some very beautiful family members, I might add. very. But y'all just stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? We will be back next week. And, just trying to keep the shit real, man. You know what I'm saying? Next week, though, we're going to have a script for you, okay? I'm going to get a chance to get into this little upload. I got some fans from Oklahoma City, and I also got some fans from Colorado. I don't know if you remember them, Al. The first ones we had from out there, no, those guys were from Wyoming. The little cussing guys. The ones that was talking about their neighbors was black and, you know, they only burn crosses in the yard once a week and all of that. Well, the guys, it was some other guys that I guess they was, you know, making it like a joke or whatever, stupid, but some people had called to apologize, blah, blah, blah. And we kind of developed a little share thing on some historical shit, and they sent me a link to some videos, and I started watching them, and it already started blowing my mind. So we're going to get back into some historical shit. We're going to bring y'all back into some origins of this language that we speak. You know what I'm saying? And I'm actually going to give you the facts and the countries that were conquered and the words and the languages that we use and where they came from. So we're going to start doing that next week. March Madness is coming in, and I know a lot of people are going to be watching games. So, for the month of March, you know what I'm saying? Really, we ain't going to change nothing up. If you're tuning in, I love you anyway. But I understand the game. And we're going to try to watch as much and do as much commentary as we can alongside the games. So that way, it'll make Hood Talk Radio and Hood Tunes Radio an enjoyable show for y'all while we all sit back and make our own comments about what we see that's going on in these games. All right? But we got 2 minutes. Oh, Al, you want to say something before we get out of here?
Yes, I just wanted to say once again, since I do get this little bit of chance, hey, Hip Hop Workshop is coming. This coming Saturday, episode number 148, and that's at Cleveland State University. That's 1:45 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Large Room 136, 1899, Euclid Avenue, Main Classroom Building. And we'll have videos playing. We'll have some music. live artists all the way through. Bring your families, take advantage of this. Come through, enjoy yourself. You even have a band coming from Akron by the name of Serene. So that's about it.
Good. That's what's good, y'all. So we're going to let y'all know to keep y'all heads up, man, and stay clean. Watch yourself up real good. Don't forget to run your rag across your, you know, your genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
Private thing. Don't forget to go up under your arms and in between your toes and all of that good stuff. So when you, just in case you have to take your shoes off, you know, feet don't stink, y'all. We want to be well groomed out there. We want to take care of ourselves, you know. We want to be presentable. We don't want to be profiled no more. You know what I'm saying? So let's switch it up. Let's switch this shit up. You know what I'm saying? Let's switch it up on them, y'all. Keep yourself together. Groom your hair. You know what I'm saying? If you like your locks, oil up. Trim your line up. Alright. Until Friday night, y'all. It's your boy E Max, Al Porter. Hood Talk Radio. And we out of here. Peace.
Yeah.